Good evening.
Thank you for being here. It was a blessing. It's been a blessing already. Hope we have some more blessing. All right, we got 15 more minutes of blessing, and then we got the after meeting blessing. So don't miss that either. Amen. Turn to Psalm 86, if you will, just to get us started tonight. Psalm 86. We've been thinking about the greatness of our God and looking at some of His attributes. We're presently thinking about some of His omni-attributes. We've thought about His omnipresence and have spent a fair number of Wednesdays on His omniscience. And we're going to seek to finish that up tonight. How great is our omniscient God? And Psalm 86, this prayer of David, I'm just going to read verses 6 through 10 to get us started tonight. Thinking of the greatness of our God. Psalm 86, verse 6. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon you, for you will answer me. David could have been here at our prayer meeting tonight, couldn't he? Saying that. Verse 8. Among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord, nor are there any works like your works. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. For you are great. That's our God. How great is our God. In Job 37:16, we hear Elihu asking Job, do you know how the clouds are balanced? Those wondrous works of Him who is perfect in knowledge. Yes, our God is omniscient. He knows everything there is to know about everything and everyone, including you. He knows it all. All causes, all effects, all connections, all thoughts, all feelings, all desires, all dreams, all secrets, all mysteries, seen and unseen, heard and unheard, imagined and unimagined, past, present, and future, everything that is or that could be or could have been or will be. We thought a little bit about some of the difficulties, the questions that knowing that God is omniscient may bring to our minds. And tonight I would like for us just to reflect for the moments that we have on some of the blessings that God's omniscience brings to us. There are many, but we just want to look very briefly at three, thinking particularly about past, present, and future. And the first one is, you see it behind me there, God knows all of my past, yet He still loves me. He's omniscient. He knows everything about you, all your past thoughts, deeds, words, motivations. He knows it all. You know, if you knew all of my past, I wonder if you would still love me. But you know, God knows all of my past and He still loves me. And God knows all of your past. You might look at me and say, well, if you knew all of my past, would you love me? God loves you. He knows all of your past and He still loves us. He knows our hypocrisy. He knows our past failures and sins, our iniquities and transgressions. He knows all of our lawlessness, our wrong motives. God knows things that other people don't know about us in the past, our jealousies, our selfishness, our bitterness, our pride, our doubts, our struggles. He knows every one of those. Nothing is hidden from Him in your past or my past. And yet, in spite of all those things that would cause most people, if not all people, to not love us like they love us now if they really knew, God knows all of that and more. And still loves us. I think about 1 Peter 4, and Peter reminds us that we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles. All of us were there at one time. He could write to the, or Paul could write to the Corinthian church and say, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? And he goes through and he lists a number of sins. And then he says, and such were some of you. Whether or not Paul knew about all of it, I don't know. Because we know when the Lord Jesus came, He told us it's not just what you do, it's what's in your mind and your heart. The Lord knows all that. And yet He still loves me in spite of my past. fact, Romans 5:8, we know that verse, but God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He did that knowing all about us. Look over with me quickly at familiar verses in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, looking at what we were. And again, not that, as our brother prayed, not that we've got it all together now, but we know the forgiveness of God. We know the transforming power of the grace and gospel of God. Ephesians chapter 2, "And you He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others." God knows it all. But God, who is rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. You see, God's omniscience tells me that He knows all of my past, and yet He still loves me. And I can be certain, as Romans 8 and verses 38 and 39 tell me, that there's nothing that will ever be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, that's a blessing of the omniscience of God. I don't have to wonder, well, what if God finds out this about me? What if He finds out? Well, I don't have to worry about that. God knows everything. He knows everything about my past. Praise Him. Second thing, think about our present. Here's the second blessing I just want us to reflect on for a few moments. God knows all of my present, and He promises to work it all together for good. God has a purpose in allowing or causing my circumstances. God knows all of my present. Hebrews 4:13 says there is no creature hidden from His sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. He knows everything that's going on right now. He knows what's going on in our lives. He knows the struggles. He knows the battles. He knows the problems. He knows the things we're wondering about and questioning. And He promises to work it all together for good. Go with me, if you will, to Romans 8. You know it, but turn there if you'd like. Chris Kenyon, who was saved in the High Point jail, has gotten me involved in the jail ministry once a month. And I was in a cell on Saturday morning, sitting down with two inmates there who both profess to be saved, and as best I could tell, they are. I don't know. I don't know why they're there. But, you know, both of them had the same question. It was interesting. And the question was why. It wasn't why am I in jail, but it was why are things happening to me like they are? That's a question that a lot of people ask. You know, I could give them a variety of answers, but this is one place that we looked in the Scripture that morning with those two men. You can pray for them, Mark and Anthony. And we read together there verse 28 of Romans 8. And we know, we can pause right there, and we know. And we know. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. And there in that jail cell or in that meeting room there in that pod, we talked a little bit about what it means to love God and to be the called according to His purpose. But when we're in that position, saved by the grace of God, we know for sure that all things work together for good. You know, it's interesting, that little phrase, work together. Never really paid attention to it in the Greek before, but I was looking at it, and it's interesting. The word work together is derived from the word that we have often in the New Testament, fellow worker. Fellow worker. So isn't it interesting that everything that is happening in your life right now is a fellow worker? It's working together. Working together with God, working together, each of those things, and you're thinking, hey, you don't know if you knew what's going on in my life right now and this thing I'm dealing with, that can't be good. Well, we know it may not be good in itself, but it's a fellow worker. It's all part of God's plan, all part of God's purpose to bring it all together, actively cooperating for my benefit. And I can be confident of that because God is omniscient. There's nothing that's happening to me, nothing that I'm dealing with, struggling with, wondering about, nothing that's in my life right now that God doesn't know about. And He's always known about it. He's omniscient. He knows past, present, and future. So God knows all of my present, and He promises to work it all together for good. That's the second blessing of His omniscience that I want us to think about. And then the battery's holding on here. We're doing good. Her battery was dying down, but we're good. We're going to get the third one up there. I think she just said that so that I'd hurry and go fast. So maybe not. I need to hurry and go fast anyway. Here we go. Number three. Blessing of God's omniscience. God knows all of my future, and nothing that happens to me will catch Him unprepared to help me. God knows all of my future. He knows everything ahead of me. He knows how many hours and days and minutes and seconds I have left. And He knows everything that's going to happen during all of my future, whatever future time I happen to have or you. And there's nothing that's going to happen that's going to catch Him unprepared to help me. I think about the various government agencies as our country, as we've been thinking, goes through natural disasters, as we call them. And we think back to when Katrina hit New Orleans, and we think about those people. We saw the video of them standing out there shaking their fist and yelling at the government and mad, and you're not ready, you should have been prepared. Well, whether or not they should have been, they're not omniscient, but God's omniscient. And He will never be unprepared. They may have been unprepared, and we may sometimes be unprepared to help someone else who needs help. God will never be unprepared. He knows the future. He knows all of my future. Jeremiah 29:11, the Lord says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." In one of these studies, we quoted Adrian Rogers that question, "Has it ever occurred to you that nothing ever occurs to God?" You see, He already knows about it. He already knows what's going to happen in your future. And He's prepared for you. He already knows it all. No matter what happens, He already knows the end result. Psalm 139:16 tells me that God's eyes saw my substance, yet being unformed in my mother's womb. And in His book, they all were written the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. Before I was born, the Lord knew every day, every moment, every second of my life. And no matter what happens, He already knows the end result. He will never be unprepared to help me. He will always be there. He's omnipresent. And He will always be with me. Matthew 28:20. "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." You know, somebody can be with me, but not really be with me. You know what I mean? They might be with me when a disaster happens in my life, but they may not be there with me. They may be over there watching. They may be observing, but not with me. The Lord will always be there, not just with me, not just in the place where I am. He'll be there with me, and with you. We can trust Him. We can be sure that He will always be present to help. Psalm 46, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." He's always there. Psalm 91, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide." That's future. "Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." He's going to always be there. "We have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, and He sympathizes with our weaknesses, and we can come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." He'll always be there. He'll always be there. He knows. He already knows my future, what's ahead of me. The other night in the men's Bible study, we read from Isaiah 46, verses 9 and 10, where God says, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me," declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, "My counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure." He can declare the end from the beginning. He already knows it. He knows your end. He knows the beginning. He knows everything in between. He knows it all. You know, He knows what I wish I didn't know about my past, and He still loves me. He knows what I wish I had known about the present, and He promises He's going to work it together for good. And He knows what I wish I did know about the future, and He's already there, and He's prepared to be there for me, to help me. The Lord Jesus, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians 2:3. How great is our omniscient God. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your omniscience. Thank You that You know everything about everyone, including each one of us gathered in this room. Father, for those of us who know You as Savior, it's a great comfort, a great blessing to think of Your omniscience. Father, we praise You for loving us in spite of who we are and all that You know about us. Thank You, Father, that we can know, we can have confidence that You're working everything together for good for us. And Lord, we thank You that You're a very present help in trouble. And when we move into the future and it becomes the present, we know that You'll be prepared, Father, always to be exactly what we need. Thank You that our sufficiency is of You. Father, bless each one of us as we continue our time together and as we leave this place, that our lives might glorify You because others see the peace and the joy and the hope that exudes from us because You are great in Your omniscience. And we pray in the name of Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you.